Tonight and Let It Fly on the T Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with that.
From PGA to NCAA. And now.
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. And on the T Florida, of course, with a cast of characters, I'm going to call them today. Starting with John Rieger, of course, PGA of America, teaching professional, and two pros and a hack. Bill Butner on the other side of that pro equation. I'm the hack and the head of the Hack Nation. Tom Gribben is the serious one, the one that brings some levity to our world.
Very serious.
Yes, I can tell that.
Basically, and stoic all the time.
Stoic. And that is Patty Suzette, of course. She's our cocktail queen, as I labeled her today.
I'm telling you, she's our cart girl.
And she's the cart girl. But we're not at a place where...
Wait a second. Let's get this title right. She's golf's cocktail queen. Golf's. This is a golf show. Golf's.
Golf's cocktail queen.
Yes.
Okay. Now that's another label you have, young lady.
All right. I'm going to get a notepad out. I want to take notes.
Okay. In this second hour, we are going to talk a little. We'll have a little fun. We've had him on several times from Texas. Michael Furs, man, I bet it's a little toasty when he's out there doing those fundraisers. Of course, he is. I think he's got, what did he tell us, six or seven Guinness Book of World Records and for his longest shaft. Isn't that it, John?
Actually, yeah. This guy is unbelievable. He set the Guinness World Record for the longest shafted golf club. And I guess there's all kinds of interesting background to him. He's a very interesting guy. He does a lot for charity. So you're going to bring him on now, Mike?
No, not yet.
He's not ready yet?
In the house, Alex Reba, of course, you can hear him, Big O and the Axeman. And we'll have a little youth movement. Hit some balls. Get yourself a beverage, young man. That's what it's for. He's a Penn State grad, and he's going to also have a show called The Big Monday, and that's going to be a wrap up with the Big Ten. Yeah, I see North Carolina there, my friend. That is Bill Butner. He's our resident pro, Alex, and he can help you with your game, but he'll be pushing North Carolina all day long. And that is, of course, Patty Suzette. They just
he's
said
showing off his blue balls right now.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't be showing. Hey, that did not show.
And he's proud of him.
I will never ever bring anything that controversial to the airwaves again. It's a good thing without him.
Hey, we know you're going to bring him. Just don't show him.
Anyway, I'm trying to refocus here again. So we're going to talk to Michael Furs. And then I've got a treat for Tom Gribben. I've got a gentleman from the great state of Iowa that's going to chime in and enlighten him a little bit about corn. We're going to have
stimulating.
And he's from Iowa?
He's from the great state of Iowa.
Okay, I'll speak slowly.
Well, you don't with me. You just don't speak at all. And now we've got now we've got Mac, the Scotsman. He's trying to create problems. And then we're very fortunate. We just met Jeff Ward, the man with deep pipes, but he's got a background in the great game of golf, and we'll be talking to him a little bit more in the second hour as well. And now, my friend, what direction do you want to go?
Hey, we want to talk a little bit more about the web. If you go to onthetfloridagolf.com, you also see the John Rieger Report. So what we do each week, we terrorize the social media airwaves there, and we try to come up with things that are different stories, links, things you can read. Golf, travel, sports, and lifestyle. So if you go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you'll see the John Rieger Report. And, you know, and it's fun. You know, so everybody here in the audience here, what you want to do is you want to go ahead and follow our hashtags. You know, we have all kinds of hashtags. We have a hashtag on the T Florida, hashtag John Rieger Report. But also when we put everything out, we include all of our cast of characters and personalities. We have a hashtag Bill Butner PGA, and we have a hashtag Patty Suzette. And we have a hashtag Todd Gribben.
Wow, have I arrived?
You have a PGA card. You arrived in the day that they gave you a card that you can sign.
We're going to make you famous again, Bill. Absolutely.
Wow, that's going to Dig me out of the grave here.
In fact, I'm still just blown away by the fact that you have a 1991 pro set of cards.
Alex, listen to this fact.
Signed.
I hate to tell you this. I have a whole packet at the house if anybody needs one.
Well, did you save the bubble gum with that, or did they come with bubble gum?
No bubble gum in this era. No, this is a modern era.
Oh, okay. Well, mine had bubble gum in it, so I better go check the story.
And Arnold Palmer was in that one still.
Yeah.
That's an amazing set.
In fact, Arnold Palmer's there, and I'm not sure, but was Kermit Zarley in there?
Kermit was not in there.
Kermit Zarley, there's a name from the past.
Yeah.
Kermit Zarley. Oh, okay, let's go ahead and have a conversation with Michael Furz. You and I have talked to him quite often. I don't know if Bill Butner had heard of this young man. He's kind enough to join us from Texas. What is it, about 110 there, my man?
Oh, my God. It's a 105, 117 index.
105, 117 index.
Where's he at in Texas?
I played yesterday, and it was 105 when I was driving home at 130, and it was hot.
Where are you? Right around outside of Dallas, I think?
Dallas, Fort Worth, right in the middle. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Do you get anybody that really out on the tracks wants to play? Because I know that there's incredible discounts for golf in the Phoenix and Arizona area during the day.
It's same thing. When it's more expensive to go to the ER than it is the golf course, you got to pick and choose your battle.
Wait, let's bring Michael Furry. Michael, it's great to have you on here. For listeners out there, Michael's a golf professional, golf entertainer, charity fundraiser, master caddy, and I'm not sure if we're looking at the most current information because it seems like he keeps setting world records every day, but three-time Guinness World Record holder holding 16 world records. So, Michael, why don't you tell our listeners out there, what in the heck is that? What are you doing?
Holy mackerel, man. Well, thanks for having me on, and hello, Florida. Mike, I am a 25-time world record holder. I have 5 Guinness World Records holding golf for the swinging the world's longest usable golf clubs. So the term is usable, so we have to be able to hit the ball a measurable distance. And that measurable distance is 25 meters, 82 feet, quarter inch. So we've started doing this in 2012 with a 14-foot driver, and currently it is at 51 foot, 1 inch. That is the world record driver. I just readjusted it to about 57 feet. And that's going to be our next distance, probably in October. And then April next year, we're going to do a 61 foot driver with the celebrities.
What kind of flexibility and the flex does it have on that shaft?
A whole bunch. So when I swing my 30-foot driver by myself, my hands are in front of me with the club fully in front of me, and the club head is behind my ass. It is all the way half boomeranged all the way around. I'll send Mike some photos of all that stuff. But, yeah, it totally bends like that. The longer you get it, so you have to really be good on your tempo and don't overswing the components, right? You ain't going to let no world long drive champion go out there and sing your senior shafted driver. What do you think will happen with that?
Snap it.
Exactly. So we swing within the capabilities of the equipment.
Michael, you know what our listeners want to hear, and we've had you on the air several times before, but you know, we are Florida's fastest growing radio show for golf, and we know that you have been interacting with a lot of celebrities out there, and some of them have now challenged you to break your own record. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was with Tiger and Phil for the $9 million match in Vegas in 2018. They created a special challenge and wanted me to bring my 30-foot driver to Vegas for Tiger and Phil to swing. Really, they wanted to bring the club so they could build one bigger, and then they brought Anthony Anderson out from Law & Order and Black-ish out to swing the 37-foot driver and beat me by 7 feet. Oh. So really, it was a big setup. But to have Mr. Hollywood have the world record for the world's longest golf club, even though he didn't know what he was doing, was pretty interesting.
Well, that's good.
That created my next rival.
Did Anthony even hit the ball? Did Anthony hit the ball with it?
He did. He hit it about 110 feet. They put him up on a 3-foot-high platform stage in the middle of Top Golf at the MGM Grand. And so the hardest part with these big-ass drivers is to get the thing up off the ground and move it.
Yeah.
That's what Phil wanted to do. Phil, I'm like, Phil, don't get the club any higher than 2 or 3 feet up off the ground. And he's got it up there 14 feet like a big old rainbow. Like he's trying to bullwhip it. So don't fight it. Get it moving, and it'll bounce right on the ground. So anyway,
what kind of speed does that generate?
Well, currently with the 51-foot driver, I actually have to run with the golf club to get it moving in the middle at 25 feet. With you me in the flex of the club, that's 50-foot club head, 50-mile-an-hour club head speed with me running and the club flexing.
Well, you know, Michael, since we talked to you last time, you know, we're here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We have actually our own 19th hole ice pick radio studio here. And if you brought a 50-foot club into this place, I'm looking around right now. You would take out a chandelier. You'd be taking out the draft beer dispenser behind the bar. So, you know,
taking out Jack's head.
I mean, we have a nice little simulator here. Yeah, we can handle about maybe a 5-foot shaft here. We can't handle the 50, but we're just looking forward to you to come to Florida. Do you have any plans in the future to come to Florida so people could see what you're doing?
You know, we really are wanting to come back. My coffee sponsor, Companion Coffee, benefiting Warrior Companion. We provide pet insurance to disabled servicemen and women and first responders. But Florida has recently stopped providing pet insurance. That's so odd. So anyway, so we've kind of run into a little bit of a roadblock there, but we do want to make this a presence that we would.
Michael, this area is pet crazy. They quit.
Another year, we won't have any insurance of any kind.
Here. Yeah, it's not available at all now. So we've run into this roadblock since the last time I did your show.
Wow.
I mean, it's just horrible.
Michael,
it's just horrible to hear that because, you know, Mike Rickard, he is man's threat and lady's pet. And when he heard that,
yeah, man's threat and lady's pet. Where'd you come up with that from, 1930s? Anyway, Michael, one thing I want to do, I want to get us back on track here for a minute. I applaud you. I can't get that on my mind. I applaud you for what you've done for charity. Just this year, what are you, over 100,000, about 117,000?
107. We're at $107,000 in 28 events so far. And we're shooting for around 180,000 this year, and we probably have 25 events to go.
Well, with 25 events to go, you'll certainly reach your goal. But bravo from that perspective. Okay, so let's talk a little serious golf with the Open coming next week, and we know what the conditions are like at the Scottish Open right now, and probably won't be much different starting next Thursday, a week from today. Texan Scotty Scheffler, how do you see Scotty, world's ranked number one right now, doing over there in the Open?
I see him doing really well. The whole thing is currently right now is they've got all these talks and they've got all the hoo-ha in Washington about the merger with LIV and PGA Tour. And really all these golfers, Adam Scott said it best. I really need to bear down and focus on what's in front of me. And don't listen to all this white noise. Like, this is the wrong time to be talking about the LIV Golf and the merger and stuff. But I believe they're at Royal Birkdale, and the previous winner at Royal Birkdale is Jordan Spieth. So I would say Jordan is probably a front runner here because he's been trending the proper direction. Scotty's a little lost. He's still, you know, right there where he needs to be. You know, Scotty doesn't care. He just plays golf. He don't worry about the hoo-ha, and he don't worry about all the wins. He worries about what's in front of him at the moment. He's so grounded.
Michael, quick question for you there.
Yeah.
You guys in Texas, do you call it the Open or do you call it the British Open? What do you call it down there in Texas?
Whatever they want.
I call it the British Open.
Hold on, we didn't hear that
Open.
Answer.
I call it the British Open, even though it's called the Open. My guy from,
you know what, Michael,
my guy from
you can come on anytime. You said I could call it the British Open. You didn't want to hear about LIV. Rager's brought it up 25 times already in an hour and a half broadcast. And yeah, you're on Team Ricker today. Thank you, man. My
friend. I'm teammates with Bryson DeChambeau with Jumbo Max Griff. So I've been saying all along that the PGA Tour kind of does have a little bit of a monopoly on the best golfers in the world. Look, that's saying that I can only work for one charity and I can't go spread my talents out and charisma to go raise money for other charities. Isn't every single charity winning when we're showing up? And doesn't it be better for golf if the best players in the game, regardless of the politics, are all involved?
You're back on Team Rager.
Well, we got a live golfer. We got a live golfer fixing to make the Ryder Cup on points by winning one tournament. Like, that's fixing to set the biggest example in the world with Koepka. Koepka probably is the number one ranked player in the world right now.
Hey, I got to tell you, we have a beautiful addition to our team, our entertainment team, and Patty Suzette's her name, and she's over there smiling ear to ear because of your Texas slang, and she thinks it's cute. So
I'm enjoying. Just say 105 one more time.
105 in Florida.
Oh, I'm
because I'm going to tell you what, if you ain't listening to them, all y'all are doing bad.
Well, he's Michael Furz. He is a regular addition to our show. I always enjoy it with your unique background. You started in tennis and you were a caddy, and now you're a PGA American teaching pro. But I love this direction you've gone, helping the military and any benefit with your fundraising creativity, my man.
Golf is such a great bridge and a platform to use to branch out. I mean, like, it's a great business tool. Like, everybody is so humanized and so vulnerable on the golf course because you just can't fake it. And it's just so many deals are done on golf courses and finalized on the golf courses because everybody's so vulnerable, and it's just a genuine experience. I enjoy it.
I've killed quite a few deals on the golf course with my game. Hey,
it's the wildlife.
Exactly. Make sure that you say goodbye to Patty so you make her day.
You can say it slow.
Yes, Patty, I would like to send you an autograph, a 28-foot breast cancer awareness pink Guinness World Record driver photo, because I did my third Guinness World Record on behalf of women for breast cancer awareness. So the balls, the club, the clothes were pink. We had a Cancer Institute come out and talk to the media about programs out for men and women that don't have money, help, family, hope.
That's amazing, and that's near and dear to my heart, actually. That's how I lost my mom, so thank you for that. That's amazing.
That world record has been broken probably four times, and that was probably 8 years ago, but the message goes on. The message will never die out. So that's the reason why we have messages attached to our world records, because that message will always live on.
Mike Rager, he's melting me. He's melting me.
105.
It feels like it's 109 here in Texas now. My God.
Michael Furz, have a great weekend, brother. And as I said, you're welcome anytime. We are going to get an event to get you over here. We're working on, on an event right now with Sea Dogs Brewing in October, and I'm going to make a commitment to you that when we get the dates and everything, you are going to be in St. Pete with us. Deal?
We deal. Yes, sir. We'd love to get Jack Budalowski involved there. I'd love to, even with the Major League Baseball alumni, they may be a good bridge and platform to help this all happen.
It's going to happen, my man.
From the stadium.
He's Michael Furz. Thank you, my buddy.
Thank you guys very much, and good luck on the new date. And thank goodness for Florida.
That's our in-house audience.
Hey, it was time probably to go pay our bills and recognize some sponsors.
You got that right. We'll be right back here on the T Florida, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Tampa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Tampa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network's On the Tee, Florida. And a party has broke out during a two-hour show. We are now on 5 to 7 up here in our 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. And I need Tom Gribben to pay attention and listen closely to our next guest. And this gentleman has actually, he has been listening to my shows since 2002, I believe it was.
Wow.
In Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh.
And he lives in the Austin area, and he still has a place in Iowa. His name is Mark Camry. He's a lovely, lovely, lovely wife, and they've been good friends of mine. They travel the entire country playing golf. They love golf. So he's listening to us intently last week.
Oh, he was.
Yes, he was. And I will tell you exactly what he said about you. Mark Cameron, thanks for joining me on the Tee, Florida, buddy. I appreciate it. We need to educate these Floridians on harvesting and corn and the great state of Iowa and the relationship it has also with Zach Johnson, our Ryder Cup captain, when you want to think about positive things about Iowa, Tom Gribben.
Well, that's it. That's one.
So how are you, Mark? Good to catch up with you, my man.
Just fine. I love to listen to you guys.
Hey, we just got done talking to Michael Furz, and he's in Texas. Are you up in Iowa right now?
Nope, I'm in Texas.
So you just got done golfing as well, because he said it's what did he say? 105.
He said it was 105.
I don't have the Texas accent, but it's only 103.
Oh yeah, he was exaggerating.
It wouldn't have been as cute if he said 103 though.
But you're in Austin. That's probably the cool zone. He was in Dallas.
Well, so could be. We're farther south, but that's what it is. Yeah,
he was between Dallas and Fort Worth.
Okay.
Yeah.
105, 103, who cares?
Reminds me of an old girlfriend of mine.
So
she was built like the road from Dallas to Fort Worth. No curves.
All right. So, Mark, as you can tell, we have a lot of fun on this show. But I want you to explain to, and I believe it was John that said that they were harvesting as you got to the airport in Waterloo?
Well, I want to go on record. It wasn't the Waterloo Open, which is typically played in July. It was the VGM Invitational. Cedar Falls, home of Kurt Warner, I must say.
That's
NFL correct. Hall of Famer, yes, and University of Northern Iowa. But it was late September, maybe early October, and we were flying in. And we had the circle, just like you do in Atlanta sometimes for a thunderstorm. We're just flying in. The weather's just absolutely perfect. And I'm looking down, you know, and it's a small plane, too. There's not many people on this plane, you know, and he actually talked to the pilot, and the pilot
circle
going,
to spray the crops.
Yeah, well, they're actually harvesting the corn, and they have to cross the runway to harvest the corn. There's corn everywhere, and that's what happened was. So it wasn't during the Waterloo Open, which is normally July, but it was the VGM Invitational, and I believe it had to be late September, early October. But that was really standing out to me is how much corn there actually is in Iowa. It's pretty amazing.
Well, it's the largest producing corn state in the country.
Exactly. And
we're bragging about this. Got it.
Hey, we're feeding the world, pal. We're feeding the world. We're the breadbasket of the world, right, Mark?
Yes.
Yeah.
How many acres have
we eat a lot of ethanol down here?
What's the largest year you've had as far as number of acres that you've had to harvest?
Before I retired, we was right around 2,500 corn and beans, half and half.
So now you're getting educated. Now I want you to go to flip the switch to golf. You and your lovely bride go over to Hawaii. And what's your favorite track over there?
Losing any listeners?
No, we're going to golf now.
There you go. Well, we used to go to the plantation at Kapalua all the time.
Exactly, and representing the great state of Iowa. I just wanted you to come on and let him know that there are Iowa listeners that could be offended by your minimizing our great state.
I have been educated.
Okay, I want to make sure.
A lot of corny comments before, but I think those took the...
Oh, corny comments. Well, Mark, I'm sorry that you had to tolerate that, but I wanted you to know that we appreciate the farmers of America. Absolutely. And all you've done. And he has been listening to us. He's a loyal listener, too.
That's the best part.
That's the best part.
You know, there must be a lot of money in corn. You know, you're taking trips to Hawaii. My goodness.
Yeah, living in Austin.
On an annual basis, Mark, that you go to.
When we started going, we went 8 out of 10 years.
Well, I'm glad you're still golfing. Go ahead, man.
Yes. Played golf today. Not real good golf, but I kept it under bogey golf. So that's always a positive.
That's good. And you're traveling to Hawaii. Did you develop some of that 2,500 acres?
I'm sure he sold some portions of it off.
You just save all your money until you get enough to go, because once you've gone, you'll never want to stay at home and go back again.
Ah, my point last week.
All right, Mark, I don't want you to be subject to this badgering we get.
Hey, Mark, before you go, I just want to ask you a question. What's your field of dreams foursome? So if you had four people walk out of your cornfield that are golfers, give me your top four that you want to see walk out of your cornfield and tee it up in your backyard.
Good question.
Probably Jack Nicklaus.
Mike's not one.
Bernhard Langer, Steve Stricker, and Kenny Perry.
I love that foursome. That's a great foursome. Wonderful foursome. All right, my man.
I chose those because when we've seen all those people, those guys in person, they were really nice.
Exactly. All right. Well, you're really nice. Tell your lovely bride, Barbie, and I appreciate you taking time to recognize the farmers of Iowa and all the good that we do and you've done for us. All right, man.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You bet. See that? Nice human being.
Wonderful
feeding
guy.
America.
Wonderful guy. Middle America, the hub of the union. And the best thing he said.
Look how he flipped from last week.
I mean, the best thing he said is, you make enough money, Tom, and then you get out. On to Texas.
You know, all I have to say is, oh, shucks, Mike. That was wonderful. Thank you.
It was just like everybody
out there driving home, wake up.
It's just like the front cover of a Country Cornflakes commercial.
So, Mike, you're currently wearing a shirt that's got palm leaves all over it. We should just get you one with corn cobs, right?
No, I was never a farmer. I think I've been on a combine once. Anyway, I digress. Now, do we have enough time? Are you going to work on your painting this evening? You want to wait another date?
Actually, yeah. I've got a huge drop cloth so that Mark Ferguson doesn't kill us.
Well, he's in Wisconsin. He doesn't see he's not going to kill a small child again.
Well, here's what we're going to do. This is going to be the after party. We're going to watch her do the painting. All right, for the after party tonight.
I thought you guys were going to join me.
Yeah, we are.
I literally set it up. Yeah.
We all want to throw stuff on the Jackson Pollock.
Yes.
And I might miss and hit your rowdy shirt there with a little yellow. It'll match your hat.
Looks like everybody's already missed and got you.
Exactly. Yeah, I've already covered. I wore this because I knew I was going to get paint on me. It would match my outfit.
Well, before we get too far down the road here, you know, we have one of our most loyal listeners out there, Wild Bill Stereau.
Yeah, my favorite guy in the program.
And he is the Yank and Crank. It's Extreme Fine Fish and Fashion. And, you know, Bill's been a sponsor of our show and provided us a lot of goodies that we're going to give out to the live studio audience tonight. So we always do a Wild Bill golf weather update here. So we're going to do it from
105.
We're going to do it from Scotland. We're going to do it from Scotland. You know, in Scotland right now, it's probably the best time you could ever play golf in Scotland because it's 59 degrees and the humidity's low. Winds are north to northeast. Seas 2 to 3 feet with a light chop. And maybe the perfect golf day will be tomorrow in Scotland. Now, it may not be the next day, but tonight and tomorrow in Scotland, it's going to be wonderful. And that's Wild Bill's Golf Weather Update brought to you by Yank and Crank Extreme Fine Fish and Fashion.
I know that on Sunday they're predicting 40-mile-an-hour winds. That's why I asked you previously as we opened up the show and why the Americans that are going to go over and play in the Open would not want to get over there and be tested. And it seemed like back in the day, more did go over and play in the Scottish Open. Did it seem like that to you?
Well,
you,
we have to ask our resident ex-PGA golf professional, PGA Tour professional, Bill Buttner. Bill, have you played golf in Scotland?
I have. I played up at King's Barn and over at Trump's Place, and it was phenomenal. Caught two of the best days ever, but never professionally.
I used to go over there and play in the International Four Ball Tournament. It was really a great pro-am, and you bring some amateurs over there. And we played at the one of the years we played at the Old Course, one of the rounds. And we're there on a Sunday, and the course is closed. They only open the golf course up, you know, for the Open Championship. So there's kids doing sand angels in the road hole bunker, and there's dogs running around pooping, and people are having a picnic out there. So we played a practice round on Monday. The tournament actually started later in the week. And so we played our practice round. You know, this is late September. We're wearing shorts. It's warm. It's like 78 degrees. There's not a wisp of wind. Easiest golf course ever played. Well, when we teed it up on first day of the tournament, the first hole was like a little short, little par four, and this little berm in front of that. And so when we played it in our shorts, when it was 78 degrees and not a wisp of wind, yeah, we hit like 5 iron off the tee and a little wedge into the green. Well, the first day of the tournament, it's 45 degrees, the wind's blowing, everything changed. We're hitting driver 3 iron into the first green there, and just be thankful we got over the berm. And the hardest golf course ever played at that particular point.
I say that's very similar to what Pebble Beach is like. Pebble Beach can be one of the prettiest places in the world or the ugliest place to play golf.
So the weather does change pretty quickly over there in Scotland.
Well, today on the broadcast.
And evidently in Pebble Beach. I've only played Pebble Beach as a tourist, not as a player, but very similar conditions, aren't they?
Very much so. That ocean really, you know, changes daily.
Well, Frank Nabilo today on the broadcast on the Golf Channel, he was talking about the weather conditions, and he said that we have been on the air for 3 hours now. He says, and we've had all four seasons during the course of play. You may have heard that. And I thought, that's interesting. And they certainly had sun, warmth, then you had some rain, cloudy, then wind came up. It's tough to prepare for that mentally, probably, as you get ready to compete and know, you know, what the conditions are going to be.
Well, you have to know that is a possibility. You have to be prepared for all the occasions, and your golf bag has rain gear. Your golf bag has rain gloves. It's got warm weather stuff. I mean, just
you know, I'm glad I never caddied for Bill Buttner. He probably put a bowling ball in his bag just to be prepared for everything.
A couple extra pair of shoes, you know, a couple of Carolina golf balls in there.
Well, you know what? The growler, you know, we've had the growler on several times, as I mentioned. Lynn Strickler was ranked in the top 36 caddies in the world. And he said the most miserable time of being a caddy is when it's raining. He said it's just, you know, you're working triple time. And he said it's brutal. And it depends on whose bag you're on and how they adapt and cope with it.
Yeah, your biggest challenge there is keep the clubs dry, keep the grip.
He said it's just a
bitch. All about the clubs. It's not about you.
Well, for me personally, I loved it when it rained with bad weather because it didn't really affect my game, yeah, but affected everybody else. So it brought them back down to my level.
I, in fact, didn't care if it was raining. You know what I did? Took the cart, turned around, and went back to the clubhouse. Being the heck I am.
Saw somebody over there.
I mean, honestly, you just drink your way through it. It's the only solution.
Exactly.
Hey, speaking of which, here in the Ferg's 19th hole clubhouse here at the Ice Pick on the T Florida Golf Studios, it never rains inside. You know,
this is like the Trop.
Well, this is a big
72
place.
Degrees.
I mean, this is actually a wonderful place upstairs at the 19th hole clubhouse. Now, it is pretty big, but we still don't generate our own atmosphere like you would in the Trop. So it never rains here. It's air-conditioned comfort. You can play all the great golf courses around the world at Ferg's 19th hole clubhouse. And come on down every Thursday night now for the Ice Pick on the Tee Golf Radio Studios. You can come down here and listen to us banter about it. And while we're on the air, you can just go ahead and blast golf balls into
I thought Alex was just going to do it. He went up there to get a couple of practice swings and
come
sat down.
Come on, Alex. Let's come out of the audience right now. Get up there. Start hitting some balls, man. We need some.
And then we're going to bring you into the conversation.
Was that rain or was that sound effects?
That was how big the audience is. It sounded a little like rain, didn't it? It was raining applause, my man. That was what it was.
Now we have PJ Golf professional Bill Butner up there. He's going to go ahead and offer some swing assistance right here.
He's fantastic.
And that's what happens when you come down here to On the Tee Florida Golf Radio. You can come down here, hit some golf balls while we're on the air. And you have a PJ golf professional, former PJ Tour pro, that will help you hit the ball straight and far.
Alex Reba has game. I know that he's got game. Well, maybe Bill's got some corrections on his grip. However,
well, it's not a swing and a miss, but yeah, Bill, you know, one of the things that I've always done as a PJ golf professional, if somebody's wearing flip-flops to hit golf balls,
I forced him
we're going to have to do barefoot. Go barefoot, just like Sammy Snead. Slamming Sammy, one of the great all-time golfers. Take the flip-flops off. Do your bare feet. You're better balanced that way.
Well, and
Alex, you can do whatever you want. You're doing great, sweetheart.
See?
Plus, I play in flip-flops, too.
Gotta play from the red tees, though.
And then, of course, we will have, when we come back, we're going to take a break after this swing. We're going to come back, and we'll get predictions for the Open from everybody, including you, Patty. So do your homework. What's your name? It sounds the coolest to you. And then Alex will contribute. We'll bring the Scotsman back. He'll be picking the team. We'll have about 15 minutes to pick the winners for next week's Open. We'll be back here on the Tee Florida, live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the Tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Rowdies fans, your Tampa Bay Rowdies are back this Saturday. Join us on Saturday, July 8th at Al Lang Stadium in downtown St. Petersburg as the Rowdies take on Oakland Roots SC at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now. Come on, you Rowdies.
On the Tee, Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Kerry McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
We're on to the next hole. And On the Tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back as we wind things down on our first inaugural 5 to 7 Thursday night drive time version of On the Tee Florida. John Rieger in the house down from Crescent Beach, Florida to help us celebrate this move upstairs. And we'll be here each and every Thursday. Bill, of course, Butner is here as well. Two pros and the hack, and I am the hack, Mike Rickard. Tom Gribben, part of the entertainment team. Patty Suzette and, of course, Mad Mac. And we just have a bevy of options for entertainment and conversation and expertise and knowledge, and that's Bill Butner.
We've lost Patty. She is getting the paints ready for us to display our talents.
Our talents on the tee. We're going to have our mustard collage, I guess, if you will. To commemorate the mustard caper that took place when we first launched the simulator down below and our lower course. We're in the upper course. We're on the first tee. Of course, John Rieger, it is the Open a week from today. We'll all be exhausted because we'll be getting up early in the morning and then some of us having to go to work, unlike you. One of the youngsters that joins us and does a superb job with this podcast is Alex Rebo and our good friend, the big old Oscar Garner III. Oscar was our partner for a while on the show, and obviously he's a smart man. Working in the financial field pays a heck of a lot more than radio. But Oscar will get back in the mix as well. But those two put together a podcast, and we call it Big O and the Axeman. Typically, we're talking every sport. You can talk every sport. I know that. So let's start with your prediction. You guys share mics there. Your prediction for the Open next week. Who do you think is going to be hoisting the cup?
Well, if you know who my favorite golfer is, then I have to go with him when he goes back home. And that's going to be Roy McIlroy. I know he's the odds-on favorite, but he's back at Royal Liverpool. He's playing great. He's 6-under today at the Genesis Scottish Open. So I'm going to ride with him. I'm hoping he's going to break that decade-long dry spell he's been in. And he's come close year and after year, especially last year in this exact event. But yeah, I have no reason not to pick him. He's my guy too, so why not, you know?
I, you know, at one time thought he was kind of a powder and a whiner. I have completely changed my perspective on.
Why did you think that?
Just back in his youth, and that's just youthfulness, and he's matured into a great young man, role model, a leader in the world of golf, and he's I believe he's a relative of Max over here, and we'll find out when he comes over to make his prediction. But I like that pick. You're riding with the right horse, and we'll see how he finishes and wins in the Scottish Open. He's got a great chance of winning that. Now, Bill Butner, as a pro, who do you think?
Well, it's very hard to go with an American knowing the golf course is going to be the way it is. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Victor Hovland.
Victor Hovland's been playing.
I think he's a good grinder. I think he understands how to play that kind of golf. He's constantly playing, constantly competing. And so that's my pick.
Has anyone ever seen Victor Hovland get visibly upset? He just has this demeanor. He's calm, cool, collected. It's almost a half smile, regardless if he just dropped one in the drink or he just launched one 360 or cans a Eagle putt.
He does remind me a lot of you. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. maybe he reminds you of yourself. Oh. Bill Buettner doesn't get too excited about anything, and so we've got Victor Hovland. We've got Mr. McIlroy. All right, which name do you think was the coolest? Are you going to go with the guy I told you was really cute, but he found out he's married, Ricky Fowler?
I just want to say 105 again. I'm going to go with Bill Buettner. I think he's super.
Well, you'd have to go back to 1991 when he was on the tour.
Was a better year.
88 was your best year on the tour? Okay.
God, they're going to rub it in the U.S.
Now, this isn't a retro contest. We're not going. So,
you get a card for that, then. How's that?
Give her a tip on who she's going with, because I'm making notes here.
You like Americans. Okay.
She likes them all.
She likes them all. Brooks Koepka's not a bad one.
He's from Florida. He's married now, though, too.
That's the requirement there.
Bryson DeChambeau's not married, but he's a nut job.
I mean, obviously, everybody that I pick is definitely going to win. So,
Cam Smith. Who else?
There's a sleeper right there, Cam Smith.
I like the name Cam. I'm good with Cam.
Okay, we'll go with the Aussie. Hey, LIV. We just brought LIV into the conversation. Cam Smith. All right, Jeffrey, who do you like?
I think Rory this week. I mean, he's just
playing such
good, solid golf the last couple of months. And again, he's due. And, you know, it's, he's played more golf in the United States than he has, you know, in the British Isles in the last couple of years. But, you know, you just can't take that experience out.
Well, this is our Pick the Pros, and we're going to expand this into interacting with the audience as you're listening. So we're going to have a lot of fun with this every week. Tom Gribben?
Well, if I'd have gone first, I'd have picked Rory. But I'm going with Brooks.
Well, that's because you went to FSU. and rightfully so. He's a fellow Seminole.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think he's going to go over there and sneak it. But I'm rooting for Rory.
All right. Matt, get over here. And we want to get you your pick. The Scotsman's back. And you may not be able to understand his pick, but we'll decipher for you.
Well, he's nay a true Scotsman, but I have to go with Rory as well.
Wow.
You're going with an Irishman?
Aye.
Okay. We've got the world's finest music from yesterday and today, right here.
It's playing very well.
All right.
There's Northern Irish. They're really Scots.
Okay, so we got three Rory McIlroys, and now the pro, my partner, my broadcast partner, John Rager.
Well, one of the features.
You got notes over there? What do you got going on?
We got it going on right here. One of the features of OnTheTeeFloridaGolf.com. We have the John Rager Report. We throw it out there on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Now we actually join Threads also. So for all you folks out there.
You like my Threads? What'd you say?
Well, that's Threads. It's a new internet.
You know me and technology. Alex can attest to that.
Threads. Facebook versus
Twitter.
Elon Musk.
It's a Twitter replacement.
That's Mike, right. I'll draw you a picture of what that is.
Yeah, that's what I need pictures.
Yeah, we need a picture by our artist, Crayons. Patty Suzette, resident artist, yeah. Patty Suzette here on the Tee Florida Golf. But so part of the John Rager Report, I'm just going to give you a quick update here. So according to CBS Sports, just 27 golfers have won the Open Championship. Multiple times, but just two of them will be in the 2023 Open Championship, which is Ernie Els and Padraig Harrington. So they're senior golfers, but there's also champions like Cameron Smith, Colin Morikawa, and Jordan Spieth are looking to join that elite class of multiple winners. The same goes for Rory McIlroy, who won 2014 at Royal Liverpool. So
he's chalk then. He's got to be the chalk.
So let's talk about chalk the field. Let's talk about where the money goes. Let's talk about the money, people, because, you know, if you want to know what the heck's going on, you just go where the money is. So Caesar Sportsbook has the following. John Rahm is a 15-2 favorite to win the 2023 Open Championship.
That's my guy.
Followed by Texan, 105 degrees.
Scotty Scheffler.
And Rory McIlroy. The Irishman rooting by the Scotsman, both at 9-1.
I haven't heard my name yet.
Not yet. It may be down the list here. I've only had limited time here to go down the list. Brooks Koepka, 14-1. And Victor Hovland is 18-1. Don't ever count him out. Defending champion Cam Smith is at 20-1. So at that particular point, if you just go listen to on the tfloridagolf.com, you go watch the John Rager report, listen to what we have to say about things that you just don't know about. We're trying to cover them here. So here we have it. You've heard it right here. We have the Open Championship picks, not the British Open Championship.
Do I get one?
Yes, you do. Well, you know what? It's your show.
No, it's you not. It's floor. Our show. It's a collective.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The last but not least.
Thank you, Tom.
There you go.
Well, last but probably least, you're wearing Hawkeye colors, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that, but I'll get you some nice gear. I am going with John Rahm, the Spaniard. I like John Rahm. He's due, and he's obviously played, you know, for many years over in Europe. And
he called him a Spaniard.
Spaniard.
Okay.
I didn't call him Spanian. Spamman. Maybe I did.
We'll have to go to the archives. If you listen to the show, you could go to Radio St. Pete.com. You can listen to the archives and hear what he actually said.
If you went to Iowa accent.
If you went to the airwaves and corrected everything I say, you would be in the hundreds. And you were good at correcting.
That's just for today's show.
That's the first hour. Yeah.
Now, when you go to onthetfloridagolf.com, is there a betting option? Can you place bets?
You know, we have to come up with that.
His eyes are lightening up.
Hey, but I can tell you from the World of Live Golf, they just announced a relationship with a betting company. So what,
imagine that.
Maybe we can hook up with them too.
Yeah, you're pro LIV. LIV has come out of your mouth at least 20 times today.
I was going to say, let's just turn this into a drinking game. Every time John brings up LIV, somebody has to take a shot. Our listeners are going to be blessed.
And we must say, the shot needs to be...
The Lady of Libation has spoken.
And the Lady of Libation...
The Queen of Cocktails.
And the Queen of Cocktails, the Lady of Libation...
Our cocktail. That
the shots are going to be Ice Pick Vodka. Absolutely. We're here in the Ice Pick Vodka.
With a little blue curacao. Is that how you pronounce it? And that's the Champa Bay that you guys are in. And don't be talking about your blue balls anymore on the air. Those are North Carolina Tar Heel balls.
He got them from you, so...
Hey, well, one final thing I want to put in here. You know, I'm involved with the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and we are inducting Vince Carter.
I saw that.
This year in November in Jacksonville.
Is he a decent stick?
He actually does. He played in our Florida Sports Hall of Fame Celebrity Golf Classic down at PGA Golf Club this past June. And he is a great golfer, and he's looking forward to being enshrined November 8th at the Florida Theater up in Jacksonville. And we hear rumor that the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection will be up there.
Yes.
We're covering it live from the Florida Theater up in Jacksonville.
Who else, too?
November 8th.
They announced somebody today, right, for the defensive back from the Packers?
Yeah, Leroy Butler
from Florida State, baby.
Yeah, and one of the coolest people
Packers, too.
Is Lane Larson. She's a jet car driver. So if you follow John Rager Report, you also see links to the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and you're going to see all the inductees are coming in this fall. Thank you for the shameless plug.
I appreciate everybody participating. From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard. For John Rager, Kerry McNally, Tom Gribben, Bill Butner, Patty Suzette, Jeff Ford, Alex Reba, Michael Furs, Mark Camera, my Iowa man, Joe Berdow and Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening on the Tee Florida. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Remember to keep it in the short grass. And what, John? Hit them straight.